Today, we'll show off our list of Ocean City's top 8 musical artists.
Plus, the seniors have some helpful advice for all the underclassmen.
These stories and more, it all starts now on The Current OC.
From OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to The Current OC. I'm Elijah Watson.
And I'm Madison Dwyer. It's sad to say, but today is the last show for us seniors.
But it's Lucky Penny Day, so that's pretty cool. But I do have to say that I am ready to get out of here. Though, we do have something very special later in this show for our seniors. And speaking of something special, this past weekend was prom. This year, it was held at the Music Pier, and there were a lot of important changes, as well as many fond memories that were formed. Reporting on this was our very own super sophomore, Kaylin Barron.
This past weekend was the 2024 junior and senior prom, including me, a sophomore. Overall, the prom had a bunch of food, and I heard a lot of people had fun. Here at The Current OC, we got different types of interviews from different types of people, seeing what their prom was like. Personally, I really enjoyed the food.
How was your prom tonight?
Very fun. I love the ice cream truck.
It's fun, and it seems like everybody's having a lot of fun.
It's great. I love being here with my best friend, Ryan Baldwin, star catcher, baseball.
I think it's going great. I mean, compared to last year, we have open air. I mean, we got more room to move around. The kids have the dance floor. Everybody's smiling. It's awesome.
What are you serving at prom tonight?
So we're serving our cheesesteak egg rolls, our nachos, and you have a choice of tacos, which are beef taco, a chicken taco, a crispy shrimp taco, or a Brussels sprout taco.
Well, tonight we have chicken tenders, our famous Hawaiian chicken with rice and teriyaki sauce. We have cheeseburgers, garden burgers, pot stickers, french fries.
So you look absolutely gorgeous tonight. I was wondering where you got your dress from.
I actually got my dress from Dress It Up at the mall in New Jersey.
I got mine at the Hamilton Mall in like January. I bought early.
I got mine from this website called Valoni Prom. I think that's what it's called.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think of the food this year?
Oh, I think it actually tastes like pretty great. I recommend the chicken parmesan, like then the salad. Those stuff were like absolutely delicious.
The food is great. Like I know the guy that owns this and it's great. Like Polo Grill, highly recommend. Get them again. Like it's great.
Overall, I thought prom was a 10 out of 10. Well, this is yours truly, Kaylin Barron, reporting from The Current OC.
Overall, it was a great event, and I'm happy to know that that was my final prom spot.
I agree, and per usual, I feel like after prom is just much more fun.
Well, I didn't go this year, but I heard a lot of people won some pretty big money.
Really? I hadn't noticed. Sorry, that's for me. Hello? No, wrong number. Sorry, I had to take that.
Moving on. After tallying up the votes, The Current OC has compiled a list of the Ocean City's top 8 musical artists. Here to present our findings is our resident musical expert, Kuba Klimczak.
Ocean City High School has a lot of students, and those students have their favorite artists. But what musical artists capture the heart of Ocean City pupils the most? Well, we here at The Current OC have compiled the top 8 Spotify artists into a poll. We asked students all across the school to respond, and they picked up to 2 of the top 8 artists that they liked the most. We also added a write-in section where people could put their favorite artists that did not make the cut for the top 8. Drake, Kanye, Eminem, Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, Luke Combs, Queen, and The Weeknd made the top 8 artists of Spotify. Dear viewers, you might be wondering how the write-in section of the poll went. Well, if we discount the obvious joke answers and the people who, for some reason, put an artist that was already on the poll into that section, we received 53 votes from 47 respondents. Some people, of course, cannot choose just one favorite artist, but who can blame them? Coming in first for the write-in votes, we have country singer Zach Bryan with 6 votes. Following him with 4 votes, Morgan Wallen takes second place. If we were giving out medals for this, we'd have to make 2 bronze medals, as Frank Sinatra and SZA tied for 3rd place with, fittingly, 3 votes apiece. And since Frank Sinatra received all of his 3 votes before SZA received any one of hers, he takes the edge if we go by ranking aspects. Then, fittingly, we have a 5-way tie for 5th. in order of their ranking determined by the order their votes were received, this crowded spot gives home to Billie Eilish, Metallica, Brent Faiyaz, Travis Scott, and Frank Ocean. And now, allow me to reveal the results all of you viewers have been waiting for. The real respondents. Though as I may try, I cannot delay this any longer. So without further ado, here goes.
This is the last round!
We received a total of 67 votes, and each artist received at least 7 votes. Except, of course, Bad Bunny, who only received 3% of the vote. Yeah, viewers, I intend to reveal the vote's percentage, not by number. If you want to know, I implore you to do the math yourself. In 7th place, we have The Weeknd, and only with 1 vote ahead of him lies Luke Combs. Next up, with 17.9% of the vote, Marshall Bruce Mathers III, or more commonly known as Eminem. He and his supporters will have to learn to be content with 5th place. Just missing out on the podium, classical rock band Queen places 4th with 16 votes. Yeah, I made the determination to just start seeing the number of votes instead. What could you possibly do about it, viewers? I would love to see you try. I hold power over all of you. You cannot do anything to me. I am impenetrable. I am unstoppable. I am in 3rd and 2nd, respectively, we have the classical rivalry of Kanye West and Taylor Swift. And now for the moment, I believe that all of you viewers have been waiting for. 1st place, with 27 votes, with 40.3% of all total votes, we have no one else but Aubrey Graham. Yeah, sure, whatever. Congratulations. Well, this segment has had my interest peaked for a solid 3 minutes. Until next time, this has been Kuba Klimchak reporting for the Carno C.
Really? Drake is Ocean City's favorite artist.
Who knows? Maybe they really like his music?
I seriously doubt that. What I don't doubt is that high school is really hard. I know that I wouldn't have gone through it if it hadn't been for the upperclassmen that came before me at Charlie Costell. So we decided to go around and ask the seniors if they had any advice to give this year's underclassmen. Take it away, Kira.
What advice would you give to upcoming seniors?
I would say to stay on top of your work from the start, because it definitely comes into play when you're applying for college later on.
I would say to always be kind to everyone and also like stay organized with all of your work.
I would say be diligent about due dates with things and appreciate your time with everyone here.
What advice would you give to upcoming seniors?
I would say get money. I would say don't blink, it goes quick.
Because you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Feel me?
What advice would you give to underclassmen?
I would give you the advice that just enjoy your last year of high school, and it goes by fast. On top of that, don't let senioritis get to you, because that happened to a lot of people that I know. And just enjoy your last year, just have fun. That's pretty much it.
Thank you so much.
For our last show, it's tradition that we make a segment where all seniors get together and talk about their time here at the Curran OC. Here's a compilation of those interviews.
At the Curran OC, I anchor sports, and I've also been the floor manager.
I anchor the show. I also was floor manager, and I did the jib a couple times.
Yes, similar to me too. I've anchored a couple times, and I've worked behind the camera.
So I do a lot of dilly-dallying, a lot of canoodling. But I direct the shows, make segments.
I was normally just teleprompter, but this year I was kind of feeling adventurous and started doing anchoring.
Mostly I anchor sports or do sports segments.
My favorite memory here at the Curran OC would have to be my bug segment.
Spiders.
It was really fun working on it. It helped me get out of my comfort zone. It was really the first thing that was purely mine that I worked on.
Probably the people. Besides John, all the people are great. I've made a lot of memories here.
Charlie was here last year. I think everything I did with him was great. We did a lot of anchoring together. We called ourselves a dynamic duo. And just writing script with Charlie was probably my favorite part of this class ever.
Probably was like making the script with Kira. That was always fun, and anchoring.
I agree.
My favorite part about the show is all the people here. They're all really great friends of mine. Honestly, I wouldn't trade them for the world.
Hold on, one more question. Least favorite thing about Curran OC?
Probably John.
John.
My least favorite part of the show? Might be John. Might be John.
Yeah. Working with the people in the back and John.
Had to be John Arsenal.
Just to be clear, guys, we love John. It's all jokes. He's a very valued member of our team here at the Kern OC.
Alright. Well, the spring sports season is coming down the home stretch. Many of our seniors will have their final practices and games of their career this week. Here's senior Steve Smith with sports.
Thanks, guys. With the spring sports season coming to an end, our teams look to come home with some hardware as the playoffs start to shape up. This will be an emotional time for some seniors who are playing in their final games. Let's take a look at four of our senior standouts. Let's start with some lacrosse star Pat Grimley, who has recorded 240 career goals in lacrosse, which is a school record. He has 75 goals just this year, which is also a school record. And over his four-year career, he has 139 career assists, which is a school record. Grimley will go down as one of OC's best all-time players as he heads to Harvard in the fall.
Aside from winning championships, my favorite thing about playing Ocean City Lacrosse has been spending time with my friends on and off the field for all 4 years. It's been a great time.
On the track, Sophia Curtis has built an impressive resume here at OC as she holds three school records in the 400 meter, 400 hurdles, and triple jump. She had the longest triple jump by an American girl at the Penn Relays. She's a three-time state champion and was named All-American in 2023. Curtis is headed to Virginia Tech.
Excited for what the future holds, but sad to leave all my teammates and the amazing coaching staff we had and all the memories that we made along the way.
Tennis star Charles DeChico has stood out on the court with an impressive 68-23 record in four seasons at OC. He has won the Cal singles title in 2023 and 24. Charles marked a 40-20 win season in 2023, which is tied for eighth best all time. DeChico will continue his college career at Ursiris.
Can I just answer?
Yeah.
All right, what I remember most from playing tennis at Ocean City will be the time spent with my teammates throughout all the years, all the bus rides, all the time on the court, and how we've all improved together as a team, and going through all the losses and wins together, and always giving our all on the court.
In boys track, senior Matt Hoffman has been at the front of the pack. Hoffman just won the 800 meters at Cal Championships, and also took home first place in the mile at Haddonfield Distance Night. Along with that, he said school record in the New Jersey Meet of Champions during winter track. Matt Hoffman will be continuing his running career at St. Joe's.
Probably just running a lot with my teammates, getting food with them, and all that type of stuff, you know, all those teammate memories. Yeah.
Good luck to all our seniors as they continue their careers in college. And for those of you counting, the OC football season kicks off in just 98 days on August 29th. Let's look at sports. Back to you guys.
You know, speaking of sports, I'm starting my very own sports league.
What could that possibly be, Eli?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Madison. I'm happy to announce that I will be holding the 2024 Frolympics, which will feature a variety of frolicking-based games.
So I guess you'll need our local weatherman, Kuba Klimchak, to tell you how the weather will be for your Frolympics.
You're exactly right, Madison. So tell us, Kuba, what's the weather looking like, and is it optimal frolicking conditions?
Eli, why are you still talking about frolicking? Did the intervention we staged teach you nothing? You're 2.5 weeks of frolicking, and you're about to break it on this. It's not even good frolicking conditions. Look, we're about to get rained on. It's, you know, frolic all you want. I don't even care anymore. Anyway, if we take a look over here at our current conditions, we can see that it's 75 degrees. It really is starting to become summer. So make sure you invest in shorts. Now, we have a dew point of 66 degrees. You know how I feel about that, but why don't we take a look at how it really is outside? Let's look at our live look. Oh yeah, that's definitely a dew point of 66 degrees. I can tell because of the pixels. Now, if we take a look at our area temperatures over here, we can see that there's a lot of sevens. Now, I wish I had that many sevens when I went to the casino. Just kidding. I'm not one of the degenerates that uses the slot machines. I'm all about that poker grind, which, by the way, jacks, I swear, they're cursed. What, you got pocket jacks and some idiot, some clown at the end of the line calls you with two deuce seven offsuit and hits it straight on the river. It's crazy. I'm down $500. There's a GoFundMe in the description of this video. Anyway, looking at our tides, we can see that even after a year of me doing weather, I still am yet to come up with a funny bit for this part. So a low tide, wow, it's at 2 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That is really something. And high tides at 8 and 9 a.m. and p.m. That is really something. Anyway, taking a look at our forecast, we can see that Memorial Day weekend, though it is 4 days for us, it can be a little dreary. I heard that it might actually storm. And by the way, Harger lightning rods are the best lightning rods on the market. They're cheap, affordable, and the best lightning rods that money can buy. Is that enough for the, okay.
Very interesting as always, Kuba. So, see you guys, it is your last show ever. Do you have any words of wisdom that you would like to impart to us?
Well, I talk about dew point a lot, but I feel like the true dew point is the friends I made along the way.
Oh, that's
really inspiring, Kuba.
Yes. And now we have the final fearlessly fervent, forever fantastic, fanatic Fast Five with...
Who is your favorite president?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Why?
Teddy loved the people more than he loved the other rich people and government leaders. The people came first.
What do you think about when you're alone in a car?
I think about waterfalls and unicorns.
Why do you feel the need to give a nickname to all your students?
It helps with memory.
Why did you choose to teach history?
History chose me.
What are your thoughts on skiing?
Skiing is surfing the earth. If you're not skiing, what are you doing?
That'll do it for us on our final edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting oc-tv.org.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our pages and follow us there too.
See you guys next year.
From all of us here at the studio to all of you at home, thanks for watching. We leave you now with some highlights of last weekend's prom.
I still want to